Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two, start the show.
Good morning. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I am joined by my good pal, Christopher Becker. Say hey.
Hey, how's it going, Kelly? Thanks for having me back.
I know, right? Second time host?
Yeah.
That must mean that you did a pretty good job the first time.
All right.
Or that we just couldn't get anybody else.
That's what I figured.
That is a lie. Becker, we've had this scheduled for weeks, correct?
That is correct, yes.
If I schedule you ahead of time, it means you were wanted. Yeah. If I call you at the last minute, that means, oh, crap.
Right. I was scheduled last week, but got bumped, but I saw that turkey bit, so hey, I'm cool with that.
You did. We decided at the last minute to do this whole circus of a turkey show.
Hilarious.
And I didn't want to steal the Becker thunder with the turkey costume. And so over Thanksgiving, producer Geary, did many of your family want to talk about your great turkey moment in the spotlight?
Yeah, that actually was a very heavy topic at Thanksgiving, for sure.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad they liked it, because we're going to send you out for more.
Oh, we talked about it.
Gary said he wants to be Cupid on Valentine's
Day? On Valentine's Day.
I said, if you can find an adult diaper to fit your butt...
Oh, no.
We will send, because you're not going to be like pretend Cupid. If you're going to be Cupid, you're going to be naked from the waist up in a diaper with wings and a bow and arrow.
I'm in.
It's still cold in February out here, right?
It's very cold in February. Oh.
Nipples erectus at that
point.
Good luck with that, man.
This weather lately just sucks. Becker, I still cannot understand why you're here.
Well, again, I met an awesome girl. The weather, again, on Thanksgiving wasn't actually too bad of a day.
Thanksgiving was beautiful.
My parents were like, oh, it's 85 in Southern California today. And I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, it got down to 25 the other day, and I was not liking that.
You know, it's great up until like Christmas, I can handle it. And then it's just a big gray bucket of suck.
Yeah.
And everything is terrible. And I get that seasonal, like, it's like anxiety or depression where I just cannot handle it getting dark at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared of the dark anyway. And so, like, I won't even go to the grocery store without one of my kids. And yeah, my family gets pretty sick of me. So did everybody else have a great Thanksgiving? Becker, this was your first Thanksgiving with a baby.
Yeah.
Don't you realize how much life sucked without a baby once you have one?
It's so weird, because I think I dreaded it for so long, and I was always going to be the single guy. Uh-huh. And now I have this baby, and I just can't imagine my life without her. And I don't want to sound like too like cheesy, sentimental stuff, but like I love this little girl so much, and she's so sweet, and she brings so much like joy to our lives.
And your whole family, like, you don't know what you're missing, especially, is it the first grandbaby? Or it's not the first grandbaby for either family.
Right.
But just seeing how much the grandparents love her.
Yeah, it's crazy. Our lives all revolve around this little one, this little six. She turned 6 months the day after Thanksgiving. And again, it's just, she's so sweet. She's so fun.
Six months is an awesome age.
Yeah, she's not quite mobile, so she can pretty much still, she can kind of crawl backwards. She kind of scoots backwards.
Yes.
Moonwalk style, you know?
Confused baby. I think I had a backwards crawler.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember after three of them. Well, but
right, exactly. Yeah, mine, ironically, my youngest son, who turned 19.
Oh, wow.
Was also born on the 27th.
Oh, okay, Brian.
Oh, well,
so,
well, yesterday was Jimmy and I's 12-year anniversary.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, wow.
Who would have thunk it last that long?
I didn't think, you know. So anniversaries, I've noticed, are a lot like birthdays. They're really exciting up into a certain number, and then you just don't care. I think that for anniversaries, getting up to that number 10 was like a big deal.
Yeah.
And now, oh my God, we had the most boring anniversary ever. We went to dinner at the Cheesecake Factory, which is our favorite place to eat. And then we thought we'd walk around the mall, but we were like, we ate too much, so we were miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, there's Brookstone. I'm like a Brookstone junkie, because they've got all those cool massage things.
Yeah.
And we literally sat in the Brookstone chairs for like an hour. Like, the different people are coming by, like, wanting to buy them. And we're like, yeah, keep moving. This one's ours.
We're testing it.
It's like the Buick commercials, the 24-hour test drive now, that you can test drive it for, like, 24 hours.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and so we sat in these Brookstone chairs so long, and the people came up to talk to us. And I made it clear that I was a Brookstone junkie and named off a bunch of things that I owned so that they didn't get mad at us. But we had been in those chairs so long playing on our phone that we decided to have the lady take a picture of us. Only Jimmy was not happy with how his belly looked, like the first 17 pictures. And so we finally got one right where he was sucking it in at the right angle. And yeah, we came home, we watched some of the Blues game, and I just, oh.
Sounds great.
No,
good times.
No, I feel like we should be going like skydiving or something.
No, that's, save that for 20.
You guys have both, well, you're engaged, Becker.
Yes.
Gary, how long have you and Reed been married?
We just passed 5 years in October.
Okay, and I was your wedding photographer. I should know these things. But
right.
I have the short-term memory of Dory on Nemo.
So, squirrel!
Yeah. A boat? Where's a boat? But, yeah, it's still 12 years. We did absolutely nothing exciting. It was like the boringest anniversary ever. Is that okay? How long were you married the first time?
I was married long enough to have 2 kids.
Oh, so, well, that could be like 18 months or like 18 years.
We were married almost 5 years.
Okay, so I've beat you guys. So, all right, you can't talk. But I guess that's just kind of what comes next. After you have your kids and you raise them, you know, I used to make fun of my parents for like coming home and they'd be watching the Game Show Network all night long, like Family Feud. And are we going to be sitting around watching Friends and Office reruns?
Maybe. Oh, so, I was thinking, I was actually talking to my wife about this. Something to do, something a little different. We were talking about like taking salsa dancing lessons.
Oh, you know, Jimmy and I took swing dancing lessons once.
I want to join your hip hop dancing class.
Really?
Thing. I'm not joking. Like, I see what you guys do and it's amazing. And I just want to learn how to do the Vanilla Ice dance really well.
Oh, I can show you.
Like, I need to get that. And then I saw also this like clogging video on this Burning Man page that I'm a part of. And it was the most impressive thing ever. And it looked like they absolutely were making no effort, but it looked so cool. And I'm like, I need to learn how to do that because that would be a hit at weddings.
Yes.
And it would just be awesome to be able to do.
So, you know. Growing up, because I was so cool and had so much, you know, going on in my life, I would sit in my bedroom and tape MTV. And then I would come home from school and I would play the videos and I would memorize the dances.
That's
so
impressive.
I can do like almost any like complete video dance from that time, you know, in the 90s. So if you want to learn the Vanilla Ice dance, you don't have to pay anything.
Okay, that sounds good.
I can teach you that sucker backwards and forwards.
I just have this thing where I don't have actually any rhythm and I'm not much of a dancer.
That might be a problem in this class. So it's
yeah.
But it's fun. We've never had a boy in the class. And if anyone doesn't know, we're talking about it's Just Dancing West. And it's in St. Peter's. And she's got this great class called Deja Vu. And it's for former dancers like me who miss it, but don't exactly belong in a club on Friday nights. And it gives me somewhere else to shake my booty.
It looks like you guys are having fun.
We are having a lot of fun. And this was your first Thanksgiving with a baby.
Yeah.
This was our first Thanksgiving with Piggy Smalls. Our pet, our mini pet potbelly pig, who is 10 months old and already 55 pounds. You notice we updated, Gary, the crate over here.
Yes, I saw that.
This is his third cage and he's only 10 months old. So he keeps growing and growing. But Piggy Smalls, it was like Thanksgiving was his idea of heaven. Like you just saw him walking around looking at all these plates of food. He's like, the hell kind of holiday is this? And why have I never seen this before? And so he completely stole two different people's plates. Actually, one of them was my nephew, Dominic. And so he and Alyssa, my brother's girlfriend, were sitting on the couch and they were eating. And it was so cute that the piggy was sitting at their feet trying to, you know, get their food. And then all of a sudden, Piggy lunged like a great white shark, like breaching the water for a seal. He just leapt like straight up vertical in the air and grabbed my cousin Dominic's plate, ripped it out of his hands, and ran out the back door. Now, of course, the one thing that ends up in the pig's mouth, a plastic knife. So we are in the backyard like a bunch of hillbillies. It's me and my cousin Dylan, and we are chasing this pig back and forth across the backyard, and then he picks up a turkey leg. And so we did finally get it back from him, but yeah, it was definitely interesting having a pig on Thanksgiving.
At least it wasn't a slice of ham he was going after.
Yeah. No. he has eaten ham before. He has not eaten
cannibal.
Bacon yet. We're going to have to do that on the show one day.
Yeah. Make sure I'm here for sure.
I know, right? Because you get the good bacon, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because we've always thought that we'd do a, like, will a pig eat a pig? You know, kind of wager.
I bet it will.
Listen, the pig ate a tampon last week.
TMI.
It was not used. He really likes the smell of like girly stuff, like my makeup, my tampons, and my pads. And he ate a whole tampon. I couldn't get it away from him. And then he was like kind of walking sideways.
Now, do you see what I deal with on a weekly basis?
Seriously,
now? You've only been here twice now.
I know, right.
And so I texted my husband. I said, hey, the pig ate a tampon and he's walking sideways. He seems to be okay. But if he's still walking sideways when you get home, call the vet. And yeah, he was fine. He passed it. And yeah, so if he'll eat a tampon, I think he'll definitely eat some bacon. So, yeah. Oh, I hear him squealing over there. See him, Gary?
Yeah.
You heard the word bacon?
Yeah,
I get excited too.
Oh, it is the Kelly Mano Show. We'll be right back.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Stacey Booty and Roden and Fields. Becker, have you noticed I'm glowing today?
You are glowing.
Well, it's not because I'm pregnant. It's because I have been using the Microderm Abrasion Mini Facial from Roden and Fields. It was created by doctors who also did the whole proactive skincare line that like Puff Daddy and all the big celebrities use. They made a line of products for regular women like us or like me. Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
But using Roden and Fields is like having your own dermatologist office in your bathroom. Stacey Booty is an amazing person. I know her personally and professionally, and she is a great person. You know, this was over the weekend was Support Small Business Saturday, and I can't think of a better small business to promote than Stacey Booty with Roden and Fields. If you are having any skin problems, whether it's general aging, dark spots, deep wrinkles, or you just want to keep the youthful glow you have, Stacey has a product for you. If you want to give her a call, her phone number is 314-277-9018. You can also text her and she will send you a sample pack. Becker, what is that number one more time?
It is 314-277-9018.
Come on. Ha. Sicker than your average. Pop a twist cabbage off instinct. Just don't think, just think. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
So, Becker, did you do any Black Friday shopping?
No, I did not.
Would you rather stab yourself in the eyeball than Black Friday shop?
Pretty much.
Did you see all the videos?
I saw some videos, and I actually do like to shop. I just don't like... I don't like crowds. I don't like crazy Mm-mm. people. And there's just nothing that I'm going to like fight somebody in Walmart for ever. There's just nothing.
I'm not either. And it just, we already know how stupid we are as like a society, right?
Yes.
That on the one day that we're supposed to be so thankful for what we have is the same day that we will like white trash fight each other on a Walmart floor for like a doodle bug.
When we drove home from Thanksgiving dinner, we actually passed a Walmart. This is on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
They're open now.
That's stupid.
Which they used to never be open on Thanksgiving.
Horrible.
But yeah, we just drove by, and I just could not believe how packed the parking lot was right off of Highway 70. And I was like, oh my gosh, there are so many people at this Walmart. And it kind of made me sad. And then I just thought, like, well, I'm not there, and I don't care what kind of deal you're getting.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
And I read an article on Facebook. I wish I would have pulled it up because I don't think it's correct. And it was all about how, you know, all of us who share and make fun of these Black Friday brawls are just rich people making fun of poor people's misfortunes because...
Totally.
Because they could not afford it otherwise. I totally disagree because I am not rich.
Neither am I.
And I'm still not wrestling people in Walmart.
Right.
You know, and they're saying, you know, they couldn't afford these things if it were, you know, otherwise. And I just don't buy that.
I remember Dennis Miller did a sketch a long time ago. He was ripping on Kmart for having 2-for-1 deals.
Yeah.
And he goes like, 2 of crap is still crap. Because if they really want to screw you, they'll give you 3 of them, you know? So it's like, it's like, you know, yeah, I love saving money.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like, If I want something, I want it because I'm willing to pay full price and not just because I'm going to get a discount.
Exactly. And speaking of getting crap, you've got a 6-month-old.
Yes.
You are right around the corner from having so many crappy $30 Target toys in your house that you cannot even walk through it.
We're pretty much already there. Like, I already stepped on something today. I almost tripped and killed myself.
Here, push that just a little bit. There you go.
Yeah, we definitely already have a lot of toys. And
it doesn't matter how much you tell your family, she doesn't need any more toys.
Yeah.
She doesn't need any more toys. It's what they want to do, and you can't take that away from them.
Can you tell Ashley that?
She will learn. Is she a junk? Is she like a what's it called? A junk rat?
She's not a hoarder or anything like that. No. But she loves buying stuff. Now Ashley also appreciates a good deal, so she gets a lot of stuff at Goodwill, which you know, saves a lot of money. She buys stuff from her little mommy group on Facebook. Oh, I gotta go pick this up from the mommy group. Oh, I gotta buy this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like the baby. I think she just likes making a deal, you know?
Exactly.
But the baby already has more clothes than I have.
Yep.
Maybe has more toys than I have.
Yep.
She's 6 months old, and she pretty much likes playing with plastic Tupperware. Exactly. So I don't know why we actually spend money on stuff, but whatever.
We used to, or I used to, you know, when my kids would have Christmas and they would get, oh gosh, 30 toys from friends and family, I would take at least half of them and put them downstairs immediately. Mm-hmm. We would donate a lot of them. But then the other ones I would put away, and I'd call it like a rainy day toy. So whenever, you know, with the St. Louis weather we've got coming around the corner, you'll have stretches of weeks where you don't hardly go outside. So that's a good time to pull out a toy that they haven't played with before, or donate it, or we would rewrap it and give it to them the next Christmas. Yeah. No, we would re-gift it to the same kid.
That's okay. That's awesome.
Because they were too little to remember what they got.
Sure, of course,
If they're 6 months 1 year or 18 months old the next year, I mean, I would re-gift the same toy over and over again that I never bought in the first place.
That sounds awesome.
How awesome is that? Or stick it in like, you know, something for Easter or, you know. Now, we did do something fun over the weekend. I took this adorable picture of Libby Lou that I cannot post on Facebook because people are just jerks anymore. But I thought I would share it with you guys because one thing that I don't know if they do this in California. Do they do the big drive-through Christmas lights?
Yeah.
Where they decorate an entire park and you drive through. So we've been going to these since Rocky was a baby. And we usually go the day after Thanksgiving to check them out. And look at my sweet little Libby Lou. Is that not the cutest picture you've ever seen?
She's adorable. That kid's so cute.
It's ridiculous.
Now, do you want to explain what Libby Lou is doing in that photo?
Well, again, I have a similar photo of me when I was a child. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
In my dad's 1972 Dodge Tradesman van.
Uh-huh.
But she's sitting on Jimmy's lap. She doesn't seem to be buckled in right now.
Nope.
And wait, first of all, I want to ask, what's with the steering wheel cover?
Oh, that's my car.
Okay, that's your...
It's a purple fuzzy steering wheel cover.
Yeah. But I can see where you would get some parent shame.
She's driving the car.
She's driving, yeah.
She's five.
Yeah, and she doesn't have her eyes on the road. She's posing for the picture.
That's because she's a photographer's daughter.
Right.
So we go to these awesome lights, and you drive like 5 miles an hour through it, and you get to see all the pretty lights. And we've always put the kids on our laps and let them, you know, drive the car or whatever you want to call it. And safe or not safe, it's my kid.
Right.
It's my kid. And... nowadays, here, let me give you some really good advice about your baby. Number one, start learning Common Core math now. Number two, never post any photo of her on Facebook in a car seat or in a helmet or eating or anything else because people will just rip you apart. Have you guys had any of that yet?
No, I haven't. And again, I'm the kind of person like I don't give two shits. Oh, yeah. I'm allowed to say that, but I'm like I just block that person. Be like blocked.
Oh, I've lost friends over it because, you know, and the big one now is the car seat Nazis. And I agree that we have safety regulations in place for a reason and that parents should do their best job to follow them. But unless you're tying them to the roof of your car, it's nobody's business if the buckle is 1 centimeter too low. And Kim Kardashian, who I hate, got a lot of heat recently because she posted a picture of her daughter in the back seat. And she was in a age appropriate car seat and she was buckled in, but I guess the buckle was too low.
What?
Yeah. And people lost their mind. And the problem that I have with these women is that I think that they are less concerned with that child's safety and they are more concerned that they look righteous on Facebook.
Three words. Get a life.
Exactly. So as much as I would love to post this picture of Libby Lou, I really don't have time for the trolls.
Yeah.
I have no problem shutting them down either. But I've lost friends over it. We have a mutual friend. I'll tell you about it on the break. But Rocky, I mean, you guys have met Rocky. He is a big kid.
Yeah.
And he's got a forehead, like you could put a bumper sticker on it. Okay? And this particular guy, I think he had a family member, like, die of head trauma or something terrible. But on more than one occasion, I had posted a photo of Rocky on his bike, riding a bike with a helmet on. And twice in a row, this guy called me out on public, on my own Facebook, and said, your son's helmet is an inch too high, and you're putting him at risk. And I said, listen, first of all, a-hole, I'm like, have you ever seen my kid in real life? Because he hasn't. I'm like, he's got a gigantic forehead. That's how he's made.
Right, right.
The helmet is not too high. That's how he's made. The funny thing is, so then that guy defriended me, and it was like, oh, maybe about 6 months later, that photo got picked up in a Kohl's safety campaign for kids. And Rocky was on every billboard and every bus stop in St. Louis with that photo. Does that not show you how many morons we have out there?
I think, again, the Black Friday sale show how many morons we have out there. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
I don't understand the parents judging other parents, because unless you are hurting your child, whether it's like physically or emotionally in front of me, I don't care what you do with it.
Right.
You know, because the only person who's going to have to answer to how I parented them is me, to my kids. Not Susie Smith online, who doesn't think. I got lectured over my pig over the weekend. I'm not kidding. I'll pull it up right now. I posted a picture of my pig in his Thanksgiving sweater. And a lady was
I saw that.
Did you see that? She's like, Mom, I just want you to know that a pig's natural temperature is 101 degrees and he's going to overheat if you leave that on him.
Oh, no. You need to do it right. She was talking to the pig.
She said,
Piggy, tell your mama that a pig's natural temperature is whatever it was and that that's too warm.
Yes.
That sounds a little passive aggressive there. Like, tell your mom, you know.
Oh, well, what did I write back to her? I said, I'm sorry, do you have a pet pig or are you just a Google expert?
Right, exactly. That was it.
I guess I just don't understand. And, I mean, nothing against that lady. I guess she was genuinely worried about my pig. But I think that these people who come out and tell other people how to parent online, they're just more concerned with their selves looking right. Is that right, their selves, or is it themselves?
I don't know, but someone will correct you, I'm sure.
I'm sure I'll hear about it. Oh, next time you're going to post about somebody on Facebook, just think, are you really trying to help this person, or are you just trying to sound smarter than everybody else? Because really, you just look like a big B-I-T-C-H.
If you're genuinely concerned, just send maybe a private message and don't put it out there publicly.
Number one is, make it a private message. Number two, that person's kid is not your business.
Right.
It is not your business. If I want to... I don't bother people who keep their kids facing the rear till they're 19 years old. I mean, shoot, if I followed car seat rules today, I'd be in a booster seat. You know? I mean, like...
Because you're not tall enough?
No. Well, I think that the height is 4'10". Like, they have to be in a booster till they're 4'10", and I'm 5 feet.
You're 4'12".
I'm 4'12". So, good God, people. Calm down. All right, that's it. Have I done enough crabbing? Should we play our game next?
Oh, sure.
I think we should.
So we are playing an amazing game next that I stole from Jimmy Fallon. It's called Two Truths and a Lie. And so what's going to happen is me and Backer and Geary are each going to read three statements about ourselves. Two of them are going to be true and one of them are going to be a lie. Now, we each get to ask each other questions about, you know, your statements for a few seconds. I guess, like, what, a minute? And then we're going to see who was the best bluffer and who was able to call people out. Now, Backer has an advantage because he is a studly poker player. So
got a good poker face, yeah.
So now, is your poker playing going to come into strategy for this?
Well, I believe I can keep a straight face whether I'm telling the truth or telling a lie.
Okay.
That could happen. Now, just whether you believe the story or not, you know.
Right.
So they're all pretty outrageous. So.
All right. Yeah, I think I've got some good ones. So whenever we come back, we are going to play Two Truths and a Lie. It is the Kelly Manor Radio Show. That's cargo, my cargo, 160, swiftly, wreck it by your new one, your crew run, your crew run. I know you sick of this, lame brand new, with flows, girl, say he's sweet like licorice, so get with this, it's easy, girlfriend, here's a bit. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian,
that's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain, Papa freaking, not speaking, leave the ass leaking, like rapper demo, tell him.
The Kelly Manor Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Manor Show.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I am joined here by my good buddy, Christopher Becker.
What's up?
Producer Geary's here, too, and I want to give a shout-out to Blake Dickerson. I am big around the hockey arenas. You should know that. Like, I'm like number one among 11-year-old hockey players.
Nice.
You guys seem completely unimpressed.
I'm speechless.
Every time I walk into one of Rocky's hockey practices, every time one of the boys come running up, they're like, Mrs. Mano, we love your show. And I'm like, it's not really appropriate for kids, but but if your mom, dad says okay, then you can listen. So I just want to say hi to Blake Dickerson. I've known Blake since he was a little bitty kid. He's a great hockey player. And so, yeah, what up, Blake? Thanks for listening. We are going to play a game right now. And the game is called Two Truths and a Lie. Are you guys excited?
Super. I'm very excited.
Are you nervous?
No,
not at all.
Oh, my gosh. So Two Truths and a Lie is going to work like this. We are going to take turns reading three statements, and each of us will be telling the truth twice and lying once. After that person reads their statements, then we get to guess which one is the truth and which one is the lie. Becker, will you hit the lights?
Sure.
They're right behind you. No, really hit them.
Oh, actually hit the lights. Yes. Okay.
Let me see. Oh, is that too dark?
I mean, it's fine with me. I'm on the radio.
I'm taking this really seriously because after somebody reads their statement, we get to ask them questions for 60 seconds.
Do you have a timer?
Gary, where's your phone?
It's over here.
Can you time us for 60 seconds?
I can. Give me just a moment and I will do that.
And so, Becker, would you like to go first?
Sure,
since you
are
our guest?
Yeah, let's do it.
So you are going to read three statements.
Well, I don't have anything written down, so I'll just tell you three
You will
statements.
Tell us three statements. And then we are allowed to try to trip you up and ask you questions
okay.
about those statements. And then Gary and I are going to write down our predictions of which one is the truth and which one is the lie. All right, Gary, are you ready?
I do. I have my timer ready.
All right,
so
we'll wait until he finishes right. the last statement.
Okay.
All right, Becker?
Yes.
You may start.
Okay. A week after I got my driver's license in 1989... I actually got in a car accident on purpose, and I helped end a police pursuit.
Okay, hang on. End a police pursuit. All right.
Then there was that time that I photographed President Reagan and actually went to the men's room at the same time that he did, and he was literally making dick jokes in the restroom.
And that's why 11-year-old hockey players love my show.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to write down Reagan dick jokes.
Maybe, yeah, penis jokes. There you go.
Okay, number three.
The last one, I was down in Cancun doing a photo shoot for Bikini.com and ended up hanging out with Jerry Springer like three different times.
Jerry Springer. All right, Gary, are you ready to start the timer?
The timer has started.
What highway were you on when you had the car accident?
I was on the 5 South on the way to San Diego to do a photo shoot.
How did you know that there was a police pursuit?
Well, we were already in traffic, and we were pretty much stopped. And actually, you could see helicopters going overhead. And then in the right lane, you could just see this car coming up in, like, the bike lane. And there were a ton of cops behind there. And then I just literally just pulled out, like, right in front of him. He wasn't going that fast, and I was stopped. And I had this old, crappy 1979 Chrysler LeBaron. And I just, like, just ended the pursuit. And
was anyone else in the car with you?
Nope. I was going to photo shoot.
Okay. Was President Reagan president at the time that you got to take his photo?
No, it was just a few days into Clinton's term. He was going for a Goodyear blimp ride. And the guy that I used to work for at the photo lab, he was the blimp's photographer. And so I photographed him. And then I was in the restroom. And I'm doing my business, standing up. He stands up right next to me. And he goes in that distinct voice. He goes, well, I know it's around here someplace. And I'm just like, oh, my God, he's making dick jokes.
Did Ronald Reagan wash his
and
hands?
Time.
No, okay, make it 90 seconds. Did Ronald Reagan wash his hands?
I don't recall.
You don't know. You've hung out with Jerry Springer 3 times. Oh, God, I don't even know what to ask about him. Did he have, like, hot chicks around him all the time?
Well, I was there shooting for Bikini.com, so I had hot chicks around me. And that's why he came up and approached us to ask what we were doing, all that stuff. And then he was hitting on these hot young Russian models. And
was he an old pervert, or was he super nice?
He was super pervy, but he was super nice.
He was pervy and nice.
Yeah, pervy to the girls, nice to me. And, again, we saw him at a restaurant later, and then we were actually on his show. It was during Springer Break down there in Cancun, right when Eminem was getting big. His first song had just dropped, and Britney Spears and all that good stuff. So,
awesome. All right. All right, Gary. Sorry, I didn't let you ask any questions.
No, you're good. No,
she's like the true detective over here.
Yeah, really exactly.
Am, right? Okay. Now, Gary, would you like to start your three statements. Now, Becker, you just feel free to cut me off on the questions if you have a good one.
Okay.
All right. So, Gary, let me hear statement number one.
All right. Statement number one. I was actually drafted not once but twice by Major League Baseball teams as a pitcher, including once by the Cardinals.
Okay. Number two.
Number two is I had my first kiss at the top of a mountain in Malibu at summer camp when I was 11 years old.
Oh my God, that's Rocky's age. Okay, number three.
And number three is I actually failed my driver's test three times before finally passing.
Driver's test. All right.
What year did the Cardinals draft you, or allegedly draft you?
1989.
Who scouted you?
Oh, I don't remember who that was.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Kansas State University. I chose to go there instead of going to the pros.
What was the name of the girl you kissed?
Name was Michelle Port.
Was her tongue?
Yes.
What mountain in Malibu?
Well, it was at Camp Hess Kramer, so it's right there on PCH next to Neptune's Net.
I know that place, yeah.
Exactly.
Why did you fail your driver's test?
Can't parallel park to save my life.
Really?
That's still can't.
What was your best pitch?
I'm a left-hander as a junk ball pitcher.
Yeah.
How fast can you pitch? How fast was your fastball?
Low 90s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And time.
Gary. Okay, I think I know which one it is. We didn't even get to all of them. God, I just took off my shoes, so if it stinks in here, I'm sorry. But the Uggs were making my feet sweat. All right, so now it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you guys both took an interesting approach with zero eye contact. I'm going to stare you both down just to make this more uncomfortable.
That'll actually make it easier, but...
It will?
Yeah, exactly. I'll be able to tell if you're lying.
Should I
put
on sunglasses?
I mean, some people do it playing poker. Yeah,
exactly. That's the poker thing.
I stared at the exact same point when I told all three stories. That's how I do it. Like, when I'm bluffing, I look at the same thing in the pot. Same. You pick one card, you focus on it when you're bluffing or when you have it, you know? So...
Yes.
That's...
Yeah, the only time I looked up was when I was answering questions.
Okay. I just feel like it's normal to look at people when you talk to them.
Not when you're lying.
Well, let's just see how good of a liar I am.
Okay.
I'm actually nervous.
Okay.
I didn't think I was going to be nervous.
All right.
Number one, I saved a woman's life at the DMV by performing CPR on her when I was 17 years old. No, I'll look at both of you. Number two, my uncle was falsely imprisoned for 10 years. And I single-handedly proved his innocence and got him released. Number three, I can solve a Rubik's Cube in under 5 minutes. Gary, start the clock.
Clock is started.
I don't even have any questions. Yeah. I already know which one's BS.
What?
But go ahead. You go ahead and ask.
Okay. Well, okay. So what was your uncle accused of?
I can't say. I can't say, but it was family related.
Okay.
But it was, he was innocent, and I was able to reach out to the person who had accused him all those years ago and get them to admit in writing that that it didn't happen. And I was able to take it to his lawyer.
Okay. Are you still certified in CPR?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm certified because my mom had a daycare in my home, and everybody who was over the age of 16 had to be certified.
Okay.
What were you at the DMV for?
To get my state ID, because I had a license, but I got two tickets in the first 6 months and got it taken away. But I needed something to get in the clubs with. So I went and got a state ID made. Or I guess not the clubs. It was technically the Piranha Bar, which was the only place there you had to be 16 to get in.
And they
took away my license. Man, you guys really didn't even quiz me.
Well, I think... I don't know. Maybe Becker and I are on the same wavelength there. I think we both might know which one.
Okay.
But who knows? Well, I could be wrong.
We're going to start with Becker. So, Gary, you can turn the lights back on now. The mood is over.
The mood is over.
So, Becker, your first lie was that you were in a car accident on purpose, or your first statement was that you were in a car accident on purpose to end a police chase. Quite the hero. Number two is that you were in the same place as Ronald Reagan, ended up in a bathroom with him, and he made a dick joke. And number three was that you hung out with Jerry Springer on spring break. So the one that I think was a lie is number one, that you were in a car accident to end a police chase. Gary, what is your guess?
Oh, I don't think he was ever in a bathroom with President Reagan.
Okay, Becker, what is your lie?
Kelly, you are correct. But I was in a bathroom with President Reagan. I'll never forget that story.
So what made you think of the car accident story?
Because it was almost truth. I witnessed it happen, but it happened two cars in front of me. Someone right. stopped the thing. So I was like, okay, that's something that could be believable.
That's kind of how mine is, too.
I would do that now. I would be like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. then you'd be on the news for cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Gary, your statements were... number one, that you were drafted two times in baseball. Number two, that you had the first kiss on top of a mountain. Number three, that you failed your driver's test three times. I think that your lie is number three, that you failed your driver's test three times. Becker?
I think it's number one.
You think number one, that he was...
Kelly's right again.
Dang,
yeah, I actually only failed it twice.
Did okay. we find a new game that I'm awesome at as well?
Probably.
Oh, good gravy.
Now, the real thing is if I tricked you guys, because Becker was very...
He was
very
adamant.
He was so cocky, he didn't even ask me a single question.
Well, I asked a couple questions, but the funny thing is... I'm going to change my answer, though, because you gave it away, I think, a minute ago.
Oh, crap.
When you said that it was kind of true. So I was really thinking, like, the Rubik's Cube in under 5 minutes. But mm-hmm. now I think it's that you didn't save the person at the DMV. Somebody else saved him at the DMV. So
well,
that's...
let's go over my lies.
Oh, yes.
Number one, that I saved a woman's life at the DMV by performing CPR on her. Number two, that I got my uncle out of prison. And number three, that I can solve a Rubik's Cube in under 5 minutes. So, Gary, what do you think was the lie?
Yeah, the CPR.
Becker?
Yeah, CPR.
You guys are correct. But would I have had you if I didn't say that?
For sure, yeah.
You thought it was the Rubik's Cube.
I thought it was the Rubik's Cube, because I'm like, hey, people can do the Rubik's Cube, yeah. can either do it in like 30 seconds or they can't do it 5 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, like anyway.
I'm actually kind of a slow Rubik's Cuber because okay. I'm not like a genius, okay. but my weird twisted brain like understands that, but I can't like figure out how 270 works.
Okay.
But right. Gary, what did you think it was the cube one at first?
No. What? No, I was...
You
I,
had confidence that I could do a Rubik's Cube.
Well, in 5 minutes, I mean, you know, a fifth grader can do a Rubik's yeah. Cube in
Shut
5 minutes.
Shut your mouth, Gary Weed. Shut your mouth.
I think Mike Colone can do it in like 20 seconds. I mean, he's crazy. Like,
you yeah. know what? If I practice, I bet I could. But you know what? Maybe I'll give you a Rubik's Cube, Gary, before you leave tonight, since you say anybody can do it in 5 minutes. Is that what you said?
I used to peel the stickers off, but
I know,
you know, it was a long time ago.
They don't make them with stickers anymore.
Oh, well.
Mm-mm.
I haven't
well,
played
then
with them
where's
in a while.
My hammer?
Yeah, no. it baffles my husband to no end how dumb I am in real life, but how stupidly easy I can do things that don't make sense to a lot of people. So that was fun.
Yes.
I think we need to play that again sometime.
I agree.
And I think that if I would not have, you know, because I really did have a friend named Amos who did CPR on a lady at a DMV, so I kind of borrowed his story, and... Dang it.
Yeah, you gave it away in that thing, so.
Well, yeah, you need to maybe next time not with the really good poker player in front of you.
I just need to learn.
I bet you would have been able to fool Haas with that one.
Yeah, I can fool Haas with anything. Speaking of Haas, he came over the weekend and we played Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, no.
And I pissed off Jesus and Libby Lou got the stomach flu. I'm not kidding. I'll tell you why when we come back. This is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Sound that hit in the house where I used to practice. No one knew the robbers is, but now I'm getting greedy. Don't lead me the wrong way, cause it just might bring me down. I have to fight to get back up. Move away, cause I just won't slack up. Joy! Palm it up. And pain. Come on, here we go. Sunshine! What else? Rain. Keep it going. Joy! Yeah. And pain. Palm it up. Sunshine! What else?
The Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Radio Show is proudly brought to you by the best real estate agent in town, Rachel Witt. We hung out with her all day again on Sunday. And that poor woman had to show us houses with the three Mano kids in tow.
Wow.
So she had her work cut out for her. Usually I go see properties on my own. But, you know, the Manos are moving this summer, and Rachel Witt is our girl. She is leading the way. She takes care of us. She knows what we're looking for in a house. She knows us so well. She knows our family. She knows that we have an illegal pig died. And she is, she's our homegirl. Rachel Witt is my homegirl. If you are buying or selling a home, go with Rachel. She's amazing. She's got a beautiful office. She's got her own team of people, experts in every field, from lending, brokering to the mortgage side of things. I just really can't say enough good things about Rachel. It all comes from personal experience. I cannot wait for us to find the home of our dreams, and Rachel's going to be the one that leads us there. She has a website. It is homesalesinstcharles.com. And one thing Rachel was telling me about was how much longer it takes to close loans now after the big bubble had burst. It used to be you could close a loan in 30 days, but things are taking a little bit longer nowadays. So it's never too early to start looking for a home. Check out her website. It is homesalesinstcharles.com, or you can call her at 636-720-3836. Becker?
It is 636-720-3836.
You got to shake it.
A little EVE coming at you on this beautiful Monday morning. I'm here with my buddy Christopher Becker, as well as producer Geary. And I told you guys before we went to break that I thought Jesus was mad at me over the weekend because I played Cards Against the Humanity for the first time ever.
What? Yes. First time? Oh my gosh.
I've never played it. And I'm not, I mean, even though, like, I know it probably doesn't seem like I'm a prude, I really kind of am. And so playing the game, I was fine with all the naughty stuff. And then there was a card, or the black card was like something about Jesus. And I'm a Christian, so I do have morals, believe it or not, and like a line I draw. And I was like, oh, I've got this great card. But I'm like, I can't play it because, you know, I'm a Christian and it's so awful. And so I played the card anyway, and I felt bad all night, and I told Jesus I'm sorry. And then, like, literally 3 o'clock in the morning, I get a little rustle at the side of my bed, and it's Libby Lou. She's like, Mommy, my tummy hurts.
God was punishing you.
I swear to you. So I'm in the bathroom, and I'm holding her hair back as she's throwing up. I'm like, this is because I played that card to get humanity card about Jesus. I'm like, this is, you know. Oh. And Jimmy's like, I'm sure Jesus had better things to take care of than to make our five-year-old puke, but... so yeah, that was a lot of fun playing Cards Against Humanity. I don't know.
Did you see for their Black Friday sale? They always do something clever on Black Friday. Like, no. A couple years ago, they said, hey, you can buy our game. It's $5 more than it normally is. And then last year, they literally sold a bag of like cow dung for $5, and a bunch of people bought it. This year on their website, they said, pay $5 and we'll give you absolutely nothing. They raised $71,000 because they have such a cult following and they always do these clever things. But $71,000, crazy.
Geary, why aren't we doing that?
Well.
$71,000. The Kelly Mano Show could use $71,000.
You think?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We will sell you nothing for $71,000. Actually, we do have some really cute cups coming. They are in production right now. And maybe we'll sell those for $71,000.
There you go.
Good luck with that.
You're going to be responsible for mailing them all out. Okay. I don't know how you mail a cup. That's going to get interesting. So we were just talking off the air a little bit about Hollywood. I was telling about a funny time I had getting on a plane with Coolio. And this was back in the day. This was Gangster's Paradise. This is when things were big. And I took this red-eye flight with Coolio. And Becker was saying that LAX is making changes to how they fly their celebrities in and out.
Yeah, I read a story where they're making a celebrity or VIP terminal to keep the paparazzi out and stuff like that. Because it's funny, almost every single time I go to LAX, you see celebrities there all the time. People are flying in and out all the time of LA. So
I know Jimmy ran into like Floyd Mayweather. I think it was at LAX.
Okay.
And something like that. I remember whenever I was this falls right in line with my life, but I had gone to a baseball game with my family. So when did Bob Dole run for president?
1996.
Okay, so I was a senior in high school. I left and went to the bathroom. And I was with my mom and dad and everybody else. And as I'm leaving the bathroom, I get caught in this hustle of people. And I literally bump into this old man who's like, no more autographs, no more autographs. You know, we got to get. And so I left and I'm like, Mom and Dad, I'm like, I think I just ran into some famous actor. I'm like, because I bumped into him and he said, no more autographs. And minutes later, like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome presidential nominee Bob Dole. And my parents were like, We are raising an idiot.
I could use that story for my two truths and a lie, but I actually photographed Bob Dole's 80th birthday party.
You did?
I spent 3 days with Bob and Elizabeth Dole in Kansas. Yeah, it was a good time. Lawrence, Kansas.
Were they nice?
Super nice. And it was after he'd run for president. So, you know, once a politician isn't running anymore, he has nothing to lose.
Right.
So funny, so candid, would just say whatever he wanted. And they were actually super, super nice people. It was opening his library at the KU in Lawrence, and that's what it coincided with his birthday. But they hired us for 3 days, all kinds of fun shoots, and
I literally bumped into Bob Dole. The other political story that my parents just loved to tell was when I was a freshman in high school, and I was a figure skater, so I hung out with the hockey players a lot. We had to share the same locker room at the Granite City rink, so we were always taking our skates off while they were putting them on. And there were some older boys in the locker room. And so I thought I would try to impress them because my dad had been a mailman. So he was talking about the Democratic race and voting for Clinton Gore, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm start talking to these hockey guys. And I'm like, so what do you, I really wanted them to like think I was smart and on top of things because they're like 4 years older than me. I was like, so what do you guys think about this election? And they're like, well, you know, whatever. I'm like, you know, I really like this Clinton Gore guy because if Clinton Gore doesn't win, I'm like, it's going to affect my dad and his job at the post office. You guys really got to vote for Clinton Gore. And they're like, wait a minute, Kelly. they're like, say his name again. I'm like, Clinton Gore. I'm like, if you don't vote for Clinton Gore, they're like, what's his first name? I'm like, Clinton. They're like, what's his last name? I'm like, Gore. And
Okay. We're done.
Yeah.
I was a freshman in high school. And I thought that the person running for president was Clinton Gore.
Ever since I moved here, I've been a little suspect of this whole Missouri educational system.
Were you here the week that I told everybody that I had to take square dancing to graduate?
I wasn't here, but I heard that. Yeah, I wasn't that sure.
At Granite City High School, you had to take senior dance to graduate. It was a required class. And we learned lots of things like the foxtrot and you know, the waltz, and the square dance was one of them. The worst part was that on the day we had to pick our partners, I had an orthodontist appointment to go get my braces tightened. So I didn't get to pick my own partner. And I got this kid that came straight from lunch and smelled like ketchup every day.
And I didn't, worse smells.
I didn't eat ketchup for a year. Wow. Well, I had to hold his hands. And so he would eat like I swear to God, he would like dip his fingers in ketchup and like mush them around and then salt and then like lick them and then come to senior dance and be like, let's do you know. To this day, when I see that kid like in Granite or in the yearbook, I'm like, you smell like ketchup. You're the ketchup stinker. So you guys did not have to take dance class in California.
No.
Were you busy with like trigonometry and...
I took a little of that. I was a math whiz, not so good at English, but I took mostly photo classes and electives like that. So,
see, you had like photo classes in high school?
Well, the reason I think I got into photography, I'd taken a photo class or two, and then I found out you could take the school newspaper, and it counted as college prep English credit.
What the heck?
I said, sign me up, I'll be the photographer. And the only English I used was I had to write captions for my photos.
That's amazing. That's like the time in college that I talked my professor into letting me use sign language as a foreign language. And I became fluent in sign language. This should have been one of my truths. And so my first job out of college, I had a job in radio, but radio doesn't pay the bills. So I had a full-time job as an interpreter. So I was a deaf interpreter for like 2 or 3 years. And then as radio kind of snowballed, I ended up not doing it. And I've lost so much of that, but that's something I would love to go back and learn again. But I think I've always said that kids need way more electives in class.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
For sure.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, I think instead of just math and science, teach people like business, like actual like how to sell stuff or how to market yourself or...
How did I make it through, and this is not anything against my school system that I went to, because this is all school systems. I went through, you know, 12 years of school and nobody taught me what a finance charge on a credit card was.
Yeah.
I mean, how amazing is that?
Teach people to teach a class about money.
Yeah, but how to balance your checkbook.
Swing your partner around and round. Sticking to the ground. Promenade. I could do that. But I couldn't balance a checkbook. You know, even classes like, what if we did electives like CPR and first aid for kids that wanted to grow up and be in the medical field?
Right.
You know, we did job shadowing finally when I was a junior in high school, and they took me to like a college radio station. And I was like, well, this is what I want to do anyway. So, you know, and I'm like, this is like a stupid, like little station. I'm not going to work here, you know? And that was the first time. But going through high school for me was such a struggle because, like I said, I can do a Rubik's Cube in 5 minutes, but you cannot make me study like English literature and get me to pass a test because my brain won't let it go in.
Yeah. I remember reading a book, again, a couple years ago before I had a child, and it was by Seth Godin. It's called Linchpin. And the gist of the books is just do something, become indispensable. And so I think a lot of times in school, they just teach you all this BS. They just want you to know this basic stuff. Like, why do they even bother teaching kids like cursive right now? Nobody writes like that.
I think they're phasing that out.
Well, they should, because like, whatever, they should teach kids typing. I didn't learn how to type till I was in high school, and I learned most of my typing on the AOL chat rooms.
That's exactly where I learned mine.
Yeah, so the internet started, and I got good at typing, and I still barely have ever taken an official typing class, but like, teach people actual practical skills, like, again, money management, financing, again, credit cards. That's a huge thing to teach people about. Nutrition. Teach people about that kind of stuff.
A health class is definitely something that needs to happen.
Well, we had health classes. I think that they're very outdated.
Yeah.
You know, I think that...
the food pyramid's a little outdated.
But yeah, definitely.
Very much.
And no, bacon does not go at the top of it, Becker.
We'll talk about the next segment.
You've got your own food pyramid that you have made up in your head. I think that kids could be so much more successful if we stop making teachers give them all these tests and help them figure out what they want to do with the rest of their life. Every time I say out loud to Jimmy, I don't care if our kids go to college, he like cowers and starts crying in the fetal position because he is of the mindset of everybody has to go to college. And for me, you're either like bred to be successful or you're not. And so I felt so trapped in high school, having to learn things like geometry and chemistry when I knew that I would never, ever have to use those.
Right.
And it wasn't until I got to college and I was taking classes and stuff I liked that I loved. And when I got my first job in television, which was at Channel 4, right out of high school at KMOV, or right out of college, I was employee of the month within 3 months because I made myself indispensable. I didn't just learn my job. I learned other people's jobs. Mm-hmm. And so when this girl went on maternity leave, they're like, who is this 21-year-old that's doing two jobs at once? Because they can't fire you.
Right.
And that's another thing that my husband taught me. And so, you know, if my kids don't want to know what they want to do with their lives when they're 18 and it's time to go to college, I'm going to say, you know what? You go get a sucky job that starts at 5 a.m. for the next 2 years, and we'll see how quick you figure out what you want to do and come back and go to college.
Right.
You know,
but to me, like, I've been having this issue with
my two
kids.
Well, because your kids are of that age. Yeah. Mine are still far away from that.
Right. And, you know, to me, like a tech school, that's college to me.
Learning a trade, a craft.
Learning a trade, mm-hmm. That's college just as much as going to UMSL.
Sure.
Going to SLU. That if you know that you want to do heating and air conditioning, okay, awesome.
Great.
Go learn it and go do it.
What if Lucy wants to be a hairstylist?
Gone.
What if she wants to join the Peace Corps? Is there still a Peace Corps?
Yes.
I think there is.
Okay, what if she wants to join the Peace Corps? You know, I want my kids to do whatever's gonna make them happy. And I know so many people that could like wipe their butt with their college degree, like me. I didn't need my college degree to be a photographer or to host a radio show. I would have been successful at both of those without it. And I'm still paying my student loans. I'll be paying them for another 10 years.
I don't want to brag, but I do have an associate's degree in photography.
Oh, you do? I bet that's coming in real handy. Well, how many times has a bride said to you, Becker, before I hire you to shoot my wedding and pay you all this money, I want to know what kind of degree you have?
Exactly zero times. I didn't even go to real college. That's why I was just like, I only went to fake college because, again, it was the kind of the thing to do. But I was like,
well, I was the first person on my dad's side of the family to even go to college and to graduate. So that was like a big deal for my parents. And I know why they did it. I know why they pushed me through it. And I think if anything, college is a really like kick butt learning experience about life.
Right.
You didn't go away to college?
No, I went to the local junior college that was a mile from my high school and a mile from my house.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Gary, did you go away?
I did. I went to Kansas State University.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Baseball.
That's right. Yeah.
I think that I learned so much about going away to college, and I'll never forget my parents. They dropped me off at SAU Carbondale, and I sat on that curb and cried for 2 hours because I'm such a homebody. I still am today. Like, I just wanted to hang out with my parents all the time. And so being on my own for the first time, trying to figure out a campus map, that was...
You need a high school course to figure out a college campus map.
My grandma bought me a bike, okay, because the radio building was on the other side of the campus from where I lived. And I didn't... People like make that old saying of once you learn how to ride a bike, you never forget. They're lying. They're lying a lot.
You forgot how to ride a bike?
I forgot to stop. And so what happened was, so my grandma buys me a bike. My dad puts it together. We take it on to college and I get on it the first day to go to the Mass Comm building and I'm riding my bike there. And I did okay with the riding part. But what I didn't realize that we had not adjusted the seat so that my feet could touch the floor, like to get off of the bike. So when it came time to stop the bike, I'm putting my feet down and not reaching anything. So I circled this little parking lot a couple times, and I got this great idea that I would just parallel up next to the curb, and then I would be able to rest my foot on the curb and get off the bike. I was going too fast and put my left foot down, knee buckled. I went like ass over tea kettle off the bike. Bike went flying to the right side. All my books went everywhere. And I parked that bike and never rode it again. It's in my shed
and
to date.
Is there somebody that can verify this story?
No, I was by myself. It was like the first week of school. I'm like, I'm never going to make it to class on time. I'm riding this bike. It's got, you know, I hadn't ridden a bike in high school.
Gosh, if that had a video of it, man, that would get a lot of views on YouTube.
I know, right?
Be on Tosh.0 or something like that.
Yeah, right. But I remember riding that bike and I had my backpack on. So I was like weighted in the back and I'm like, oh my gosh, my feet are not touching the floor. So how in the heck am I going to, you know, stop this bike? And then that's when I got the really great idea that I was going to shimmy up next to the curb and just kind of
sounds like a solid plan.
I know, right? But that started the whole, you know, shoving the baby bird out of the nest, you know, in college. So I hope my kids go to college, and if Lucy wants to be a teacher, and if Rocky wants to be a police officer, or they want to do things that involve college, I will absolutely foster that idea and help it grow and help them get in there. I mean, I hope they go to college, but you know, if they don't, you know, maybe Lucy wants to move to Vegas and be a showgirl. You guys don't look excited by my ideas at all. Any more girls in here? Oh, my God. It is the Kelly Mano Show. So when we come back, our friend's contestant should be here soon, right?
Should be.
And we're going to talk to Becker a little bit about what he's got going on, because he's, like, melting away in front of our eyes. I see you finally got a haircut.
I did, finally. Peer pressure.
It looks, well, thank God.
This is bedhead going on today, yeah.
Thank God so. You have Ashley in your life, because it was a bit out of control last time.
Yeah.
But you are kind of known for your hair, so it looks nice.
Thank you.
Keep that crap trimmed. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. We'll be right back.
They be watching while we wiggle around. Look at them drooling. They ain't used to the sound. I keep them moving on. My ladies, put your hands in the air. It's all right now. We gon' keep you up on your feet the whole night now. Pop them bottles, yeah, drink that up, man. Got you feeling crazy? Well, that was the plan. They was waiting for me, wasn't ready for this. He got the game sold up. No, I'm talking about Swiss. So, yeah, I know you wanna fight it, but why would you try? We got them shaking everything from the hood to Dubai. Yeah, we do a big man. Why would we lie? Come on.
1, 2, 3, everybody.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors from Granite City, Illinois. Granite City's always, don't look at me, I'm never going to get through this. Oh, JM Motors is a great company in Granite City, Illinois. They specialized in pre-owned cars. They never ever buy cars from auction. All of their cars come from dealers. I love JM Motors because their lot is enormous. It looks like it's a new car lot. You won't believe the amount of pre-owned cars that they have. They are right at the edge of Granite City at 2310 Namioke Road. They're just 10 minutes from the Arch, so they're easy to get to from St. Louis. If you are in the market for a new car, make sure you swing by JM Motors. Talk to Heather or Jerry, the owners, or two of their salesmen who have been there over 10 years. They know what they're doing. They're not going to chase you down in your car. They're not going to feed you a line of bull crap. They know their inventory. They know their boss, and I could not be happier to be represented by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. If you find them on Facebook, that is the easiest way to get in touch with their, or not to get in touch with, but to see their current inventory and what cars they have for sale. So if you get a chance, swing by JM Motors in Granite City and tell them Kelly Mano sent you.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go. Free your mind.
That would help if you picked up your microphone, Becker.
That helps, yeah. I was going to start the segment mic-free.
I could not make it through that segment because we just watched the funniest video. Gary, can we put this on the Kelly Mano Show Facebook?
Yes, we can definitely do that.
I neglect that poor Facebook so badly. So let's put, there's this video of this poor girl just walking with her popcorn. And she just eats it.
Face plant.
Not the popcorn.
No. And nothing makes me happier than videos of people falling down. If I am bored, tired, or in a bad mood, I will just Google people falling down. And if you've never Googled people falling down, it's the best thing you'll do all day. If you want to really push the envelope, Google fat people falling down. And it'll keep you busy for like 30 minutes. Oh, you can send your hate mail to heykelly@kellymano.com. or visit my website, kellymano.com. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Instagram. I love to hear from you guys. One of the not so good benefits of having, you know, like 3,000 Facebook friends or whatever I have is I just get inundated with messages and I physically cannot keep up with them. But people do not email me that much. So if you've got something you want to say to me or the show or Gary, or you've got an idea for the show, or you want to advertise with the show, because we are going to have some openings coming up soon because I've got a little announcement coming. If you own a business and you want to talk to us about advertising, you can email the show. Gary and I run the email ourselves. And it's just heykelly@kellymano.com, which is also where you can send your hate mail if you're mad that I told you to Google fat people falling down.
Can't win them all.
can't win them all. Lots of news in Hollywood this week. One of them, so Mary-Kate Olsen got married, one of the homeless-looking Olsen twins. Did you know that she's 29 years old?
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought they turned 18 like yesterday because there was like a pervert countdown clock.
I do remember that, yes.
Seriously, they're 29. So she got married over the weekend. Of course, she married some old, rich, miserable guy because that's exactly who you'd expect them to marry.
Wait a minute. Time out.
What?
Time out. He was 47 years old. I'm going to be 45.
Yeah, well, that's I'm 35, so that's old to me.
Well, okay but, then.
He looks really old and really creepy.
Okay, there you go. I take that back. 47 is not old, because I know some really, like Wendy Williams is 50, and she's amazing. But he's old for her.
Right.
Can we say that? Okay. So he, because I don't mind pissing off fat people, but I don't piss off old people today. I can only piss off one demographic at a time. So... so he's old for her. So Becker, you know how whenever we go to weddings, you know, because Becker and I are both wedding photographers.
Yes. I'm a wedding photography.
Thank you. So there's a lot of favors out on the table, right? There's like candies or, you know, bottle openers. What are some favors that people like to do?
I remember, a dolphin-shaped bottle opener that I still use to this day that I got at a wedding in 1999. It was super fancy and...
I like to take home the little favors.
Here in St. Louis, it seems like a lot of people are doing food, like cookies or homemade, something like that.
And you know what's the bomb.com is that a lot of times they'll put us at a vendor table with nobody else. And
you
so
just load up.
I start just scraping it all into my purse. Like, look at all this chocolate. Woo!
Speaking of fat people falling down.
Exactly. Mama Mano's eating good tonight. But yes. I totally steal everything at the table. But so when Mary Kate got married over the weekend, she sat out an unusual favor for all of the guests. There were like these crystal bowls filled with cigarettes. Isn't that disgusting?
That seems a little weird.
And so, you know, all of the people just smoked up all night long and cigarettes.
Just regular cigarettes?
Yeah. At least I think.
Not medicinal? Or
I was going to say it wasn't in Washington or in Colorado, right?
No, but God, Jimmy and I toured a house yesterday and we walked in this one room and we both looked at each other and went, somebody smokes up in here. And they really should have fanned it out before they showed it to other people.
Maybe they have glaucoma.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. Maybe it was medicinal.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just got the kids out of there quickly before they started asking questions. But I mean, the Mary-Kate thing, that just goes to show like money can't buy class, you know, handing out cigarettes as favors.
Seems odd.
It does. And, you know, most people that I know that smoke don't like that they smoke. You know, nobody smokes and says, oh, I love that I'm a smoker. You know, they're addicted to it. It's not a good thing. And so, yeah, I don't get the handing out. Can you imagine how bad her dress reeked at the end of the night?
Yeah, seriously.
When she goes to see her husband in the hotel room, she's like, come here, baby, give me a kiss. It's like ashtray mouth.
I mean, I can only imagine the way I smelt after being at Great Location.
Oh yeah.
Weekend.
We did a reunion for the old radio show that I was on, and it was at a bar, but it was in St. Charles County. Did you know they can still smoke in there?
I did know that because I play poker in one of those bars, and it smokes. Oh, and so it's funny because I put poker on every Tuesday night, and I wear like old clothes, and like I don't wear any of my nice clothes because I don't want them smelling like smoke.
Yeah, no, it was pretty gross. And, you know, I grew up with family, and my dad smoked, and, you know, I'm not like a prude to smoking. I don't run around and give people lectures. I smoked for 10 years. But I don't see it as a wedding favor, especially when you're Mary-Kate. If I'm going to her wedding and she's rich and she's married an old rich guy, I'm expecting at least a really good cookie, you know? I mean, don't rich
like
people...
Like gourmet, cupcake, or something like that?
Don't rich people give out better favors than that?
Yeah, sometimes poor people give out better favors than that.
No, I go to the KC Hall in Muskoda, and at least there they give me, you know, iced cookies or Hershey Kisses in a little bag.
See, there you go.
I'll take that over Mary Kate's crap any day. Kobe Bryant is retiring. Is that important to any of you guys like basketball? Because I don't.
Well, I don't like. I don't necessarily like basketball, but dude, it's Kobe.
Yeah. I mean, and is he of retiring age, or is he going to pull a Michael Jordan where he comes and goes 20 times?
Well, I don't think he's going to go play minor league baseball or anything like that.
Oh, that's right.
No, I don't think he's going to do that. But yeah, he's actually the anomaly, though. He was actually, I think, the first to go from high school to the pros.
Yeah.
And so he started at 18. So I think he's only, what, 38?
Yeah.
See, that just amazes me about professional athletes when we look at a professional athlete and they're 35 and they're old.
Yeah, but I mean, what they put their bodies through.
Right.
You know, maybe basketball, not as much.
He's been hurt a lot the last couple of years as well. Right. Took some time off and whatnot. And so I think it's just kind of like, I mean, he's had a great career. He's a good player.
Right. And he had his big scandal. That was a long time ago, but he's kept his nose pretty clean since then.
Yes.
Nothing else has come out real bad about him.
That we know about.
That we know.
Right.
Well, I think we would know because he wasn't very good at keeping the other thing under wraps. But yeah, that whole going from high school to the pro, that's got to be a hard decision to make. I know that Mike Matheny turned down something like that and went to college instead. But, you know, I've got a little kid athlete and I don't even think about him playing anything professionally. I just think about, well, maybe he'll actually play it in college and save us a little bit of money.
Right.
If he goes and doesn't decide to join the Peace Corps. You know, but yeah, hard decision to make, but good for Kobe. And Kylie Jenner is in a bunch of trouble. Gary, you know this story, don't you?
Yeah.
She, you tell the story while I pull up the picture for Becker.
Well, yeah, apparently there were some pictures that surfaced on Instagram or Facebook or
she
both.
She posted a Vine video.
Oh, a Vine. Okay. I can't keep any of that stuff straight anymore. But yeah, these dogs definitely look like they needed a steak or two or 12.
Yeah, so she posted, like, everybody lost their mind when they saw her dog. Can you see that, Becker?
Oh, yeah, that dog looks a little skinny.
Yeah, and, I mean, it is a, I guess it's an Italian greyhound, and that is a really thin breed of dogs.
Right, but still, you're not supposed to see ribs.
Well, I think if you can see, I think that the rule is, because I've done so much dog rescue, I think if you can see, like, one rib, it's okay, or one or two, and if you can feel them, it's good. But you should not be able to see an animal's vertebrae, you know?
Right.
Not to mention all of those ribs. And so you would think that somebody like her wouldn't be stupid enough to post that online, but yeah, so here's her little doggies running around. Let's see if I can get them. Oh, there's no sound. Here we go. And it's the very last shot. The little doggie turns around. And just nothing but skin and bones. Then again, she doesn't eat anything either, so... Should we really be surprised?
Well, she's just trying to be Kim.
She is trying to be Kim. Do you follow the Kardashians at all, Becker?
Not even almost. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup. No joke.
Yeah. Was it you and I that talked about how you should be able to put things in your Facebook feed that you don't want to hear about?
Yes, we talked about that.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I would love to just filter all that stuff out. I don't care about any of that.
Right. And, like I would filter out Star Wars.
Yeah.
And you would filter out Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, what would you filter out? The Kelly Mano Show.
Politics.
Politics, definitely. Especially this time. Yeah, politics right now. If I hear another person talk about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
I have some thoughts. No.
Or Ben Carson or any of these other numbnuts.
You know what? And I don't want to play like I'm an idiot because I've come a long way from my Clinton Gore days.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Okay. I do actually know about politics. I do actually kind of follow it, and I do kind of have an opinion. And maybe at some point I'll get to it. But as usual, it's a very Kelly Mano opinion of things, and I don't think people are tuning in for hard-hitting politics.
Right.
Yeah. Not unless we have, Chris Matthews? Or
who's that? Hardball?
Hardball.
Hardball, yeah. Or... yeah, any of those guys, well, Face the Nation or
Papa Bear,
yeah, like that.
You know, I will talk about politics when the election actually gets here. You know, when we actually know who the front runners are, you know, and who the candidates are, then maybe I'll give my Kelly Mano-esque opinion of things. We'll see. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just keep talking about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So with this big sucky weather we had over the weekend, we didn't even have a chance to put up our Christmas decorations. That is what we do every year the day after Thanksgiving. No outside decorations up. Our tree is not up. Becker, you got your tree up, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you took the freaking Wimps way out and got a fake tree. Who talked you into that crap?
Well, who do you think talked me into it? Again, it was Friday. Same thing. We're like, we planned for months. It's been on the calendar. Day after Thanksgiving, we're going to go out and get a tree. Last year, we went out to this farm out here in Missouri somewhere.
Did you cut it down like a man?
We didn't cut it down. We picked it out, and then they came and cut it down. I'm kind of soft. I'm a city boy from Southern California, you know?
I can tell. Like, your knuckles aren't, like, worn or scabs or,
no,
like...
No, I got a pedicure and a manicure. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. I don't get manicures.
Okay, that's going a little too far. Now, in California, do you put, like, palm trees in your living room?
I had palm trees in the front of my house. We wrapped those up real good. But again, we went, and it was just raining all day on Friday, so we didn't go.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, we went, and we were going to go to a Christmas tree lot and do all this stuff. But then the baby was kind of fussy, so Ash was like, let's just go to Home Depot. They have a nursery, and they have... fake trees inside and stuff like that. And it was just, again, it was cold and wet and gross, and they didn't have a good selection of real trees. And I said, well, let's go to an actual tree lot. And it was like, I got pretty much outruled. And we have this beautiful 7.5-foot fake Christmas tree that smells like sadness.
It does smell like sadness. I hope you know that every time somebody puts up a fake Christmas tree, a puppy dies.
Yeah, I felt really bad. I just, you know what?
Take that tree and sell it on Craigslist after the holidays. And next year, you be a man with an axe.
I think we're going to have an accident when I put it away this year. So
that's a great idea. Gary, do you do fake tree, real tree?
We don't even do a tree.
Oh, that's right. Is it because you're Jewish?
No, we just...
He has a Hanukkah bush.
Right. Yeah, we have a Hanukkah bush in our house. But no.
But Rhea and I, it's just us. It's just my wife and I. We go to family houses, and you know, everybody else has the Christmas trees.
Yeah, well, we always do a real tree. And, so we're going to have to go get one... I guess next weekend, because the weather was a big bucket of suck all weekend. So, all right. Well, so we are going to be right back with Friends Trivia. And we're going to talk to Becker about his new skinniness because he keeps wasting away. And I said I was going to talk about it last segment. But again, attention span, the size of Dory's.
It happens.
It happens. So whenever we come back on the air, I just want you to jump up and yell, I'm skinny! And that will remind me to talk about your next weight loss challenge. Sound like a deal?
Right on.
All right. We will be right back. Last segment of the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Baby, shoot.
The bow-legged one. This reminds me, I never showed you the vanilla ice dance.
Oh, that's okay. After the show.
I can do the shoot dance, too.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I can throw it down.
Ashley raps this song all the time.
This is like the 90s, you know, anthem. Chillin'. Oh, you know what? I need to give everybody an update. Last week, we had on police officer Kirsten Ellerbush, who went and fought in Guns N' Roses. Everybody was asking me about her after the interview. She did not win her fight, but she did amazing. I've seen video of it. And I'm telling you, she's inspired me. Can you see me boxing?
I can totally see that, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me so happy. I thought you were going to say no.
No, are you kidding? I wouldn't mess with you.
But my reach is like a T-Rex.
Well, there's that.
So you have to be like, they'd only pair me up with like an 8-year-old.
Well.
I can fight Rocky. So anyway, Kirsten did amazing. And so her cousin Julie and I are going to start doing some boxing classes. This week is going to be a lot of fun. So good job to Kirsten. Everybody wanted an update on her. And then Becker, you know, every time I see you, you get skinnier and skinnier. Or should I say leaner and leaner?
I think leaner is what
you don't look like scary skinny.
Well, I was on the show 6 weeks ago, and I looked it up the other day. I'm actually down 9.5 pounds in the last 6 weeks.
Which is a great, pace for somebody who's already lost how much?
Well, I'm now down over 85 pounds total.
Wow.
And I'm under 200 pounds for the first time since high school. school.
I saw that day that you hit 200.
Yeah. And
I
mean, I'm only a little under that now, but again, I'm just, again, getting a little lighter and getting stronger. And again, it's just, I'm on this whole fitness kick where I'm actually like taking care of myself.
And you've got this huge following on your website, which is BeckerGetsFit.com.
Yeah, BeckerGetsFit.com. Yep.
And not only is it like an informational website where people can go and learn things, but you do challenges where people can win money.
Yeah, well, we just did we're almost done with our first 100-day challenge. 100 days is a lot to commit to. It's over 3 months.
Gosh.
We had 55 people sign up. We got about 3 weeks left. As a group, we've lost over 1,000 pounds.
That is amazing.
It's nuts. So everyone's averaging right around 20 pounds down, and I'd say about 75% of the group is on track to lose about 10% of their body weight.
That's amazing.
And I think a lot of it just comes down to the group effort. You know, when you do something together and you have some accountability, you have a little social pressure, and we have a nice little Facebook group where we're always encouraging each other and all that stuff.
And money.
And yeah, and so like this first one we did it, so like if you hit your goal and lost 10% of your body weight, you actually get your money back.
That's amazing.
So just put up $100 and, you know, you can do this thing and get it back. We're going to kind of mix up the rules a little bit and try to make it so you can actually get a lot more money, you know, from the people who don't do it. But anyway, we're still
working out the details.
But we're going to start a new challenge right after New Year's. So I figure everyone's going to eat all this crap during the holidays, put on the holiday weight. And the thing is, our challenge ends December 18th. And I'm going to go home back to California for the holidays. And I'm going to indulge in my mom's cinnamon rolls and some nice Christmas stuff. And I'm not going to worry about it. And I'll probably put on a few of those pounds, knowing that January 7th, we're right back on the thing, and we're trying to get a few more people signing up. And so you can go to BeckerGetsFit.com/lazy, because I'm doing what I call the lazy man's challenge.
Right. You've got this amazing formula worked out to losing weight that people seem to love.
Well, most of it's about what you eat, and because I actually hate working out, and I love eating. And I think a lot of times if you're on a diet and you're eating celery sticks or eating a kale smoothie or like a Triscuit cracker or anything like that.
I would rather eat dog food than any of those things.
It's just all gross. Everybody was. And it's like, yeah, if you eat that stuff, yes, you'll lose weight. But can you actually sustain it? Because you can't eat that forever because you only have so much willpower. But like I eat bacon cheeseburgers. I had Wingstop for lunch today. I eat buffalo wings 2 or 3 meals a week.
Is Taco Bell on your diet?
You could eat a Taco Bell. I've eaten a Taco Bell in an emergency and just I eat the salad and I don't eat the crunchy shell bowl. I would just like, again, I'm eating all fat and protein and very little carbs, no sugar. And again, the weight's just coming off. And then I work out 10 to 15 minutes every other day. And it's not a lot of workout. And I don't go to the gym and I don't have that kind of time. I'm a busy professional. But like I said, I'm getting stronger. I'm getting lighter. I feel amazing. And it's been cool doing this whole group thing because I think when you do it as a group, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not going to sign up and pay for that because I can do it myself. I'm like, you can do it yourself.
But it's so you're much not going easier to do it with other people.
For sure.
And so the website is BeckerGetsFit.com. And what a lot of people probably should do is just write that in on your January calendar that it starts when? January 7th?
January 7th. Yeah.
That way when you're wobbling away from the Christmas table and you feel like crap and you flip that calendar over to January and you're thinking I need to lose weight, you can remember that there's this amazing challenge going on and you can win money.
Yeah, so if you just go to BeckerGetsFit.com/lazy, just put in your email address and I'll send you a little info and a reminder and explain how the challenge works. And
are you going to send people your sexy boudoir pictures?
That's coming up December 18th, my topless photo.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, is Ashley taking them?
Ashley's going to take it, and it's going to be, because I started this 5 years ago, and so December 18th will be 5 years to the day when I started to get fit, and I'm going to be probably 90 pounds down, and I'm not going to quite have a six-pack, but I'm getting really close.
Will you please go to TNNV and get a Versa spray tan before you go?
We're going to do a black and white photo.
I will hook you up, Becker. I love you, but okay. If you're going to do dude war.
I'm a little pasty right now.
Which is like sexy. I mean, well, it's not your fault. You're in Missouri.
Right.
We live in a gray bucket of sock. It's not your fault.
Right.
But seriously, brother, get a Versa spot.
I probably should. Yeah, you
just
have to give me that info.
Okay. I'll hook you up.
Right on.
So you know what that music in the background means, right?
Yes, I do.
It is time for Friends Trivia, and we have Suzanne in studio.
Hi.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yes.
And so tell me a little bit about yourself and the kiddos you have and why you love Friends so much.
I have 2 girls. They're 8 and 6.
Do you want to say hi to them?
Hi, Sophia and Ella.
You might want to fast forward to the beginning of the show because we said a couple of bad words and just get them to the last segment.
Oh, that's right. I'm sure it's nothing they haven't heard before.
And then they can, you need something to keep score with, don't you? So you got 2 little girls.
Yes. I've actually watched Friends pretty much since it came out. In college, me and my roommates, every Thursday night,
right.
We would watch it. I had graduated and I'd actually drove to Ohio for the finale.
What?
I'm originally from Indianapolis, but I drove to watch the finale with one of my roommates from college. So we always used to watch it. So I drove just to watch it, and I drove home. So.
That's amazing.
You know, it's just kind of something we did.
I've kind of been slacking because usually I watch Friends every night. I have not watched it in weeks. Yeah. So hopefully this is not the day that you take my crown.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
I know, everybody gets nervous in here. That's why I try to talk to you a little bit first and make you feel comfortable. Well, you know what happens when I beat you, right? You have to make a $20 donation to athletesforanimals.org, as you can hear my animals like wrestling in the back. It's like, did you meet the pig on your way in?
I have not.
You haven't?
I saw him about peeking the door, though.
Yeah.
I think he's right back there.
He's kind of an a-hole and does whatever he wants, but you can try to say hi to him on your way out.
By the way, my 8-year-old asked me what I got if I beat you. And I told her I get bragging rights.
She
told me that she wants the pig.
You know what?
I said, you know, I think we have two cats.
After the weekend we had, I might make you a deal. Because doing Thanksgiving with a pig was interesting.
I'm sure.
To say the least. And so whoever loses between the two of us makes a $20 donation to athletesforanimals.org. It is the Kelly and David Backus Foundation, and they do amazing things for animals in the area. And, so...
Awesome.
Producer Gary has made how many questions?
15.
And you have your dinger ready. All right. Are you going to be fast with the dinger this time?
Yes. Remember the last time we didn't have the dinger because the kids hit it.
I know. I found it. And look, it's broken. It's like all like crunched on one side. And
it works just fine.
Oh, I don't know who sat on it. So we have 15 questions. What character are you going
to
yell?
I definitely have to be Rachel.
Okay,
I
say
love
you,
Rachel.
You can't be Phoebe.
I know, you're Phoebe.
She's been my kind of go-to.
I've listened every single week.
Oh, man. And are you, like, screaming the answers at your radio?
Yeah, and you know what? When I listen to you, I win. But
really?
It's different when I'm in here, so I am a little nervous. So we shall see.
Well, I do try to make it as accommodating as possible. That's why I bring you in and talk to you a little bit first and ask about your kids and all that good stuff. So, all right, Gary, are you ready?
I am.
Becca, are you ready?
So happy to be here, and I hope that this is the week that you go down. I'm rooting against you.
Shut up, Becker!
Yes.
You and Gary can both suck it when I win. All right, I believe we are ready.
All right. Question number one: which friend is an ordained minister?
Rachel, Joey. What?
Joey.
I said Dean first.
Joey. Okay.
That is correct. What section of New York do the friends live?
Rachel.
Greenwich Village.
That's correct. Which friend is most likely to use the acronym Weenus?
Phoebe! Chandler.
What table game did Joey and Chandler have?
Phoebe! Rachel! Cups.
That's incorrect.
Can you please reread the question?
What table game do Joey and Chandler have in their apartment?
Oh, foosball!
What kind of animals are Joey...
Phoebe! A duck and a goose.
No.
Can you please read the question?
Wait, does she get the whole question?
What kind of animals are Joey and Chandler's pets?
A duck and a chick.
Oh, what is wrong with me today?
What is Ross's ex-wife's life partner's name?
Rachel!
Susan.
Who went with Joey to the soap opera awards?
Rachel!
Woohoo!
Oh, this is getting bad.
What was the name of Phoebe's roommate that nobody knew about?
Bob. Rachel.
Bob.
No.
Denise!
What Joey's Days of Our Lives character, Dr. Rick Remore, got what kind of transplant?
Rachel!
A brain transplant. Are you playing, Kelly?
I am playing.
Okay. She
can't
catch her.
Oh!
Wait. Let's finish
it,
though.
Let's finish it now.
Gosh.
Which nickname for himself is Ross upset never caught
Phoebe.
On?
Phoebe! Red Ross.
No.
Ooh, that's kind of what I was thinking. Clint. I don't know.
No, Rossitron.
But I thought he wanted Red Ross to catch on when he played rugby, so that should be right.
I do remember,
but that wasn't
Red
a nickname for himself.
Yeah, I don't remember the specifics, but I
that
do
wasn't a nickname
that.
For himself.
Red Ross.
Rossitron. No. Yeah.
Ross gave
All right,
himself.
What
that
are
name.
The other ones?
What is Joey's personal record for Oreos stuffed in his mouth?
Ooh.
Oh God.
Phoebe, I want to say 22.
No.
13.
Yeah, that's
You're
just
close.
A
guess. 15.
I should get that. I'm closer.
Which famous singer has a son that attends Ben's school?
Rachel. Phoebe. Sting.
Well, that's correct, but she said first.
Oh, Sting.
Sting.
It's Emma.
Yep. Roth Kane.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What body part did Chandler have removed?
Rachel. His nubbin.
Correct.
What was his nubbin? Was that his, a third nipple?
Yes, third nipple.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the name of the building super?
Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Joey danced with him.
I know.
Oh.
Oh my God, I can't remember his name.
Rachel?
Oh, no, I can't think
Tell
of
us
it.
What it starts with.
T.
Super. Terry.
No.
No, it's his last name.
Yes, it's his last name.
Troop. Oh, Troop.
What is that? I know.
It's Trigger.
Trigger!
That's it. My goodness. Well, you know what? Suzanne, you did amazing.
Yes. How many did you get?
It was 10 to 1.
So not only did you beat me, but you beat me terribly.
Okay, you know what? And then I don't feel bad for talking smack. Like I said, I was a little nervous for talking smack to you, but...
I'll tell you where I went wrong. Oh, Becker and Prisa Geary are just gleaming with pride.
Let me do my happy dance.
You know what, though? I am still going to make a donation for the Athletes
sweet.
For Animals.
Well, I'm going to make it, too, because that's
the
deal.
Well, yeah, exactly. I have a dog and two cats all rescued,
So
I definitely will still do that, though.
Where I went wrong, and I'm going to lose sleep over this tonight, is that I was shouting the answer before he finished the question and answering things like cups, which is a game that they played, you know, but not. So I got ahead of myself.
Yes.
And I got a little bit cocky. And
that's all right.
Oh, Suzanne, you killed me.
I did.
So, Gary, you know what? Gary, are you and I still going to have a face-off for fun, or does this end my friend's?
No, I think I don't need to. I don't think I need to make you look any worse.
Even
so it's okay.
Please, I have creamed everybody who walked in this door.
I told you.
Besides the amazing Suzanne.
Thank you.
So good job, man.
Thanks.
You, I mean, you do your stuff.
Yeah, it's my fave show. Everybody knows it. I have a lot of people who are like, "When are you going to go do that?" So
yeah.
Very exciting.
Man.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
And to think, I almost had her not come in because I thought it's so stupid that we keep doing this challenge because nobody's going to beat me.
You know what? I'm so glad you did. I know you only said you might do a couple more. I was like, I hope I can just get in there one time and at least give it a shot.
I thought, you know, the listeners are getting bored because it's the same thing every week. Somebody comes in, they say they're good, and I beat them.
I know.
So I was this close to saying no when I got your email and going straight to face Gary in the finals.
I'm glad you did. You may not be glad you did, but I am glad you did.
You know what? Michael, what was that meme the other day about all the shots Michael Jordan missed? Like, Michael Jordan had missed, like, 9,000 free throws, and Kelly Mano lost one Friends trivia, and that's all you people will remember.
That's all right.
Damn you, Suzanne.
I know, I'm sorry. But my girls will be very proud of me.
I'm sure tell them I'm sorry I just said damn.
Oh, it's totally
fine. So, we are going to sign off. Becker, is there anything you want to say before you go?
Hey, just thanks for having me on, and I can be here in like 18 minutes if you ever need me again.
That's right. You are nearby. And if you like the show, share the show. As always, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, the show is www.kellymano.com. You can email me, Gary. What's that email address?
It's heykelly@kellymano.com.
Yes. And so that's it for this week. So, Suzanne, I would say thank you for coming in, but I'm not very thankful.
The pleasure is all mine.
I'm going to go cry a bucket of tears into my friend's trivia board game. And
no, you're not, because it's at my house.
Oh, that's right. I need it back.
I think you need to go catch up on the DVDs.
I know. You know what I need to do is I need to host a Friends trivia night for charity.
Would
that not be huge?
I would totally be there. I think they was. Did you? Have
I talked
one?
About it before.
Yes. I would. So. That would be awesome. I would totally be there.
All right. I'm gonna go cry myself to sleep and take a nice afternoon nap. So thank you guys for coming in. And Gary's still dancing. The only thing that can make me feel better at this point is the Spice Girls, so I am going to let them sing us out. If you like the show, share the show, email me, thanks for listening, and tell everybody how much you love The Kelly Mano Show. Bye!
Thank you very much.